A lecturer at the University for Development Studies, WA campus, Mohammed Assad, says the security agencies, especially the police, should be seen to be on top of their job in the face of pockets of provocations, particularly in Accra. Mr. Assad told Radio Ghana that if care is not taken, the relative peace of the country could be jeopardized. He spoke with George Ankara.
Let me use this opportunity to thank Ghanaians for once again coming out with this credible and very committed, a process. And let's thank the media and then all the observers, international observers and Ghanaian observers for getting us to far to this level of our democratic development. Let's also thank the EC. It has been so difficult. I have moved around a lot of polling stations and I could see some of the challenges and the measures that the EC was putting across to resolve those issues. And I think we need to commend them for a very yeoman's work done. I think it's very unfortunate that after all this serene and very good process that has ended us in a very good reputation as Ghanaians, and that has been recognized across the whole world, especially those who came down even to do the international observers who came down to do the observation. I am so saddened to hear most of these issues coming up, especially from the opposition political parties. That, I think, may in this long run undermine the international reputation that we have chalked for this particular election, because most of the international bodies have judged this election as one of the best that Ghana has organized. And then I think President Rawlings and other former presidents have alluded to that fact. I am saddened a bit, and I think it is one of the things that we need to look at as a nation. After the elections, and even during the process, I think all the political parties, especially when they started counting, all the political parties were more or less happy with the process. And I heard a number of press conferences from both two political parties, NPP and NDC, and I think they did not miss weight, and all of them were more satisfied with the process, especially the counting and the results that were coming. It's rather unfortunate getting to the end of the whole process, then the same political parties are coming up and then questioning the credibility of the election. It's rather unfortunate, but I think everybody in this country has a right. I am one of those who properly advocate for people to go to court if they find it difficult to agree, and therefore that is the only place that we can always go to address our issues. So I totally agree. If anybody is disgruntled with the results, the person has that right to go to court. I think that is in the right direction. But the implications of some of those things have a lot of implications for our development and our image abroad. What we need to understand is that there's no election that you might not come across a lot of challenges. We saw that even in the U.S. that has practiced democracy for over 200 years. And then the year 2000 or 2004, they had some challenges. But what did Al Gore see? He came out and said, yes, even though we have identified some few challenges or some few places where we do not agree with the results, but on the larger note, the elections was credible. And then on those grounds, he conceded defeat and then congratulated Bush administration.
What advice are you giving the opposition who are trying to cause the confusion and stalemate?
I think my greatest advice to them is that it's remindful of the fact that Ghana belongs to all of us and anybody has the right. But it's remindful of the fact that people are watching. We had a lot of people who had voted for the first time. And most of those voting voters, some of them are watching and trying to make decisions as to which political parties they will remain permanently. And Ghanaians are peace-loving. If we, as a political party, make room for those voters to think that we are violent, therefore we will lose them permanently. So the advice I give to any political party, and particularly to the NPP, is that yes, this 2012 election is not the only election. We have series of elections forever and ever, so far as Ghana continues to exist. And therefore we should not undermine the process that will give the people that perception that you are a violent party.
Mohammed Assad is a lecturer at the University for Development Studies, WA campus.